Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled, The Last Three Things My Father Taught Me. My father, Pete Beck Jr., taught me a lot over my 69 years through teaching, correction, and example. The last three things he taught me came by example. I hope I'll be able to follow in his footsteps in each of these three areas. Number one, live fearlessly. Dad had weak lungs. Over his lifetime, I believe he had pneumonia three or four times. It seemed that whenever he caught a cold, it would end up in bronchitis. He had been diagnosed with mild COPD. In addition, he suffered from a bone marrow condition that lowered his hemoglobin levels, and he was 93 years old. He had just suffered a stroke and had survived carotid artery surgery. This combination of comorbidities might incline some to hole up out of fear for the duration of COVID, but he and my mom refused to live in fear. They did not deliberately expose themselves, but they continued to attend our small group meetings and other gatherings over the last 2 years and even host events in their home occasionally, knowing that by doing so, they ran the chance of being exposed. God kept them from that virus for 2 years until Omicron reared its ugly head. Even then, they continued to live just as fearlessly as ever, even though Dad and Mom knew that catching it might kill Dad. Many in the church at large have caved to fear over the last 2 years, but in some churches, even closing their doors for a while. Not my father. He lived as he died, fearlessly by faith. And this is the first lesson he taught me in his last days on earth. Number two, have the courage of your convictions. Over the last 2 years, Dad and Mom thoroughly researched COVID and possible treatments. They decided in advance how they wanted to be treated, which went against the prevailing medical opinion. I personally happened to be in agreement with their viewpoint, but I did not convince them of anything. They independently arrived at their decision. When Dad contracted the virus, he stuck to his convictions, even when his condition deteriorated. I do not believe he ever wavered. This was impressive to me and taught me a great lesson. King David wrote in the Psalms, "I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you." That's Psalm 63, verses 2 and 3 from the New Living Translation. There are some things better than life, one of which is to live by faith and courage. The Bible says that some overcome sickness and death by faith, while others die in faith, never receiving in this life that for which they believed. And I want to read to you from Hebrews 11, verses 13 through 16. All of these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back, but they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. And that is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Faith brings glory to God. Whether we get what we ask, live or die, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Dad died in faith. I heard him testify that he was still trusting God to heal him, even when he was so weak he could hardly lift his head or turn himself in bed. That brought glory to God. When we continue to trust in the goodness of God despite everything going against us, it is a wonderful thing. The second lesson my father taught me was that holding on to faith and the courage to live by our convictions is better than life itself. Thirdly, do not be afraid of death. At no point in his last days of suffering did I detect that he was afraid or panicking. He endured his sickness with grace, dignity, and without complaint. He must have known he was close to death. I could see it. I wondered how I would do taking care of him. Would I lose it if things took a turn for the worse? The answer is no. God gave us grace to care for him, just as God gave him grace to endure sickness and eventually to die. When we were called to the hospital to say goodbye, he was incoherent and laboring to breathe, but not looking fearful. When he finally passed, it was so peaceful that it imparted a sense of serenity to the entire process of dying. The Bible says that Jesus endured death to set all of us free from the fear of it. Hebrews 2:14 through 15 says it well. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. That's also from the New Living Translation. Over the years, I have counseled terminal patients to die in a way that brings glory to God. How we live and die is being watched by others. We learned to live fearlessly and courageously by faith through Dad's example, and we also learned how to die well by watching his exit. These are some of the greatest things he ever taught me, for which I am extremely grateful.